Happy New Year, everyone. My name is Martin Suberg. I'm the Commissioner of Massachusetts DEP. This is the call with the water system operators. I want to thank Jen Peterson and Mass Water Works once again for facilitating these discussions and organizing them so that DEP can regularly communicate with you while we're continuing to deal with doing business during a time of COVID. The call is being recorded, as our practice has been. We will post a recording on the Mass DEP website in the section of our website that has resources for water and wastewater systems. We'll continue to be updating that website, and we'll update it not only with the recording, but as questions and answers arise on this call or subsequently, we'll continue to update it. We are joined today, as we always do, we have DEP headquarters staff. We're joined by Yvette DePisa and Damon Gutterman, as well as Mike Maynard, who we'll hear from in a little while. Kathy Baskin, our assistant commissioner for water, will be joining us a little bit late. She's got a different appointment that she's finishing up on, but she will be joining us as well. We are also fortunate to, we will have our regional staff on the line. You know, again, we think it's important to make sure that everybody's hearing the same information. And if there are specific issues for follow-up, we wanted to make sure that we had representatives of each part of the organization on the line. We are fortunate to have Jane Downing from EPA. She's joined us regularly on each of these calls, and that's been a terrific help for us. So, Jane, if you're on the call right now and would like to unmute yourself and provide any updates, we'd certainly welcome that.
Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, Jen, and Happy New Year to everyone on the call. I know we are looking forward to the start of 2021, and we think it's going to be a new chapter in our own professional lives and personal lives. So Happy New Year. I do have a few things. I want to start with the cybersecurity alert. Some of you may know that in December, there was a national alert that went out from the federal agency of CISA, C-I-S-A, and that stated that there were versions of a software platform called SolarWinds Orion, and these products were compromised by an external party. The federal government was very concerned about that as it relates to federal agencies, but also critical infrastructure. So for those who do use this software, SolarWinds, I refer you to the first directive that was sent out by CISA. So if you want to Google, you can try to find the CISA directive. The number is AA20-352A. That was the initial directive, and that directive was amended at the end of December. So there's a brand new one. And that is 2101. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just lost something. So punchline here is worry about your SolarWinds products. Check out the latest directive 2101 under the CISA agency. I also was in contact with the regional agency, the CISA folks here in Region 1. And they are advising everyone that there may be other vulnerabilities from other products. And if you are interested in finding out more, the website for that is www.cisa.gov/supply-chain-compromise. So that will talk about other possible vulnerabilities in the software world. Okay, that's cybersecurity. We are all paying attention to cybersecurity these days. Now I want to talk about some upcoming workshops. They are not necessarily COVID related, but they are certainly about emergency preparedness. where the two come together. The first one is tomorrow. It's a virtual emergency preparedness and security workshop, and it is being hosted by New England Water Works Association. Region 1 had help in the planning of it. It will include topics such as AWIA, the American Water Infrastructure Act, which had requirements, as you all know, I'm sure, for risk assessments and emergency response plans for a certain size system. So if you're interested in learning more about these requirements, which I hope you are, you want to know more about the WARNs, and if you want to be involved in the COVID discussion, I invite you to register via New England Water Works, and it's a workshop tomorrow from 8:45 to 12 p.m. I'm sure that they're giving you training hours as well, but Mike can correct me on that one. The second workshop is also in January, and it is over 2 days, January 11th and January 13th. They are all, both of them are in the morning, 9 to 12. Again, you can reach this workshop via New England Water Works, but it's a combined effort between our CAP and AWWA, and it's specific for Massachusetts utilities. So it's called the Small System Workshop for Massachusetts Utilities, SDWA, Safe Drinking Water Act Compliance. Sounds like a great topic. And again, it's coming up January 11th and 13th. And the final workshop, a little bit of a heads up, will be early February, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. Again, it will take you through the requirements of AWIA, focusing on risk assessments and emergency response planning. And that one will come out of EPA, Region 1 and EPA headquarters. We'll be sending out the flyers to the association and to the state as well. But if you want to see more, you can check EPA's website on drinking water resilience. And finally, last but not least, I want to remind everyone that EPA sent out a Christmas holiday present called the Final Revisions to the Lead and Copper Rule. And that was sent out in the week of December 21st. Lots of things to think about. So spend some time, if you will, which I know you don't have a lot of free time, but check the EPA website, go to Final Revisions to the Lead and Copper Rule. You will see the final revisions. This is a final rule. The final regulation looks a lot like the proposal. So over the course of months coming up, we'll be working, EPA, working very closely with the associations and the state, MassDEP, to roll out information on this final regulation. But you will see in there lots of new and interesting matters relating to lead in drinking water, the trigger level, the testing at schools, the lead service line replacement programs, all kinds of new and interesting matters relating to lead in drinking water. And that's it for me. Back to you, Commissioner and Jen. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Appreciate all the updates. And, we'll try to work with you to put some of these websites and the links for things that are upcoming on our website as well. Much appreciated. We're also joined by Mike Maynard, who is the chair of our board of licensure, and he's been active in these calls as well as active in dealing with many of you during the COVID months. I was wondering and hoping that Mike would unmute himself and provide us any updates that he'd like to provide at this time.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Happy New Year, everyone. Just a couple of quick updates. Following up on Jane's point about the training that's coming up on January 11th and 13th through RCAP Solutions, that is free, I think, Jane, and it's also available for TCHs. So any operators that are looking for TCHs, because this is a certification year that ends 12/31/21. So that is those are free courses. You have to attend both days for that course. Following up on temporary emergency certs, the board is still receiving temporary emergency certifications. And if you want to complete one, go to the DPL website, download the form, and send it in. The follow-up on provisional certifications, once your six-month temporary emergency certification expires, there have been a number of them that have been expiring, you are eligible to complete a provisional certificate, which would allow you 6 months for of coverage for the operator. We have received a number of those, and we've processed four of them. And for any of them, two operators or the communities are Scituate and Weston. Two operators from Scituate and two operators from Weston have been approved for an additional 6 month provisional certificate. The next issue is the board has been receiving a number of training classes TCHs. And the board approved accepting online training classes through 12/31/21. So this past month, we've received 32 classes, received and approved 32 online training classes. So if any operators are looking again for their TCHs, we will be publishing that on the DPL website, and I'll also make it available through the P Director email. But some of the courses are from HAC. New England Waterworks is providing a number of online training classes. Mass Waterworks as well as providing online training classes. OSD Consulting is providing them. Mass DEP on the PFAS training, which is a free course, is providing classes. And the bigger ones are CEU Plan, which is an ISED approved organization, and SkillWorks, which is also an ISED approved organization. So they have a number of different courses on their website, which if you complete, SkillWorks is a correspondence organization, and CEU Plan is correspondence and online. So you can look them up, and they have a number of drinking water classes. Also, RCAP Solutions is submitted and been approved for online training courses. The other thing is we're putting together, working with New England for a cybersecurity. I know Jane had mentioned the cybersecurity issues. We're working with New England. We're hoping to have that course out by the middle of February for cybersecurity. And then the board is also working on rewriting the regulations. When we get the final draft, we will distribute it to both New England and Mass Waterworks so that they can distribute it and take comments on that. I'm not sure when we're actually going to be finished with those regs, but we're working diligently. And the biggest part is education and experience in those. So again, thanks for everything you're doing. And if you can complete your applications and submit your operator applications online, it improves the turnaround time for the board. So please submit your applications online. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike, and appreciate your updates, and also appreciate your sticking around for any questions and answers that might come up. With that, I wanted to go to a few questions that are follow-ups from the last call we had in December, as well as incoming questions. And the first one is vaccines and prioritization of water and wastewater workers. The most up-to-date information we have, and we'll make sure if this isn't already on the website, it might be, it's on the mass.gov website already, but water and wastewater utility workers are already included in phase two of the vaccine priority, which, right now is scheduled to begin in the February, March time period. We don't have a lot of details, as you may have seen in the media. There, you know, we're still working on the rollout of phase one to hospital and long-term care. Now, as first responders, they're moving through phase one. We're continuing to engage with our secretariat's liaison to the command center to make sure that we are staying current on this and providing any information. And if there are either updates they give us directly or things that are posted, we'll make sure to continue to share with folks on the details of how that would work in phase two. We did get one question about, is this limited to municipal water and wastewater facility operators, or is the definition broader? As I read it, I think it's broader. I think if you're, working in that area, whether you're a municipal or regional or a private system, I think you're covered in phase two. We'll confirm that with the command center. Again, I think that would be consistent with the definition of essential workers that was developed earlier during the COVID emergency. When people were first deciding who was an essential worker, we recognize that people are working in the water and wastewater areas, and they may be different types of employees, but we will confirm that. But again, it looks like phase two, and as more information is available, we'll make sure that we're sharing it with you. Another question came with regard to COVID relief language. I'm aware of two things. When Congress passed two things towards the end of December. One was the COVID relief bill, and one was, the appropriations bill that kept government operating for a while. And while I'm not an expert on all the terms, I understand there were provisions in the two of them. And sometimes, the reason I mention it is, there are things that might be in the COVID bill and other things that might be in the other bill. But I'm aware of two things. One was a low-income renter program that can help renters, and it might include helping with utility bills. And we're trying to get more information on that. The other one was a $638 million fund for low-income water and wastewater ratepayers. It looks like that was, that may have been in the other bill, not the COVID relief bill, but it passed at the same time. So nevertheless, it passed, and so it's operational. We have been trying to get details on this, and I would, I'm also appreciate Jen Peterson from Mass Water Works sharing information with us as well. It's still early in the process. We've reached out, as I said, to the command center and also, our Office of Administration and Finance to figure out how this is going to work. I do not believe that the money has yet been allocated to the states. I believe there's a formula that will be used. I think it's the Federal Department of Health and Human Services that will allocate the fund to states based on two criteria, percent of households with income less than 100%, 150% of the federal poverty line, and the number of households paying more than 30% of income on housing. So, that's the initial allocation to states. And then we're looking to see what kind of guidance the federal government has provided to the states for, in turn, turning around and allocating that money to utilities. So we're aware that this is recently passed. This money is coming. We will continue to try to get the latest information from our budget people here in the state. I know it's important. We've talked about the importance on this call of rate relief. The idea that utilities are affected by people who can't pay their bills. And, this program, directly appears to address that. So we'll try to get more information on how much money Massachusetts is going to receive And then what are the ways in which that money will be allocated once it, you know, once it comes to Massachusetts? And we'll continue to update it as we get it. And, you know, again, you know, if in the meantime you're hearing other things, you, a number of you I know belong to national organizations that might have sources of information that are, you know, have the inside track on some of this stuff. So we'd welcome people sharing information with us as well, and we'll make sure that we're staying in contact on that. So those are the two areas that I know we've gotten questions on. And, you know, again, we will continue to work with you on that. But that that's the questions we have. And so now, Jen, if there are other questions that are, you know, coming up, this would be a great time to talk about them.
Sure. Thanks, Commissioner. I do have one that's coming through chat. And certainly, if you have a question, you can either put it into chat or you can email me at jpederson, P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N, at masswaterworks.org. This is a question for maybe Yvette or Damon. Is it acceptable to complete the first RPZ backflow test for 2021 in January or February? Some devices would only be 2 months after last RPZ test in 2020.
I think I'll have to look at, I don't know if the regulations actually specify a specific time of year for those tests. So my initial response would be that there's no prohibition on doing so, but I'd have to check with the regulations, and we'll give a written answer after this call.
Okay, thanks, Damon. I'm just gonna check my email here. I don't see any in the email. You know, I think a lot of people are sort of interested in the vaccine information. And certainly there was a very specific question that came in about, you know, how employees would be put in the queue for that. And so I don't think we have those answers right now, as the commissioner said, but we'll certainly keep abreast of that and try to get that out as more information comes forward. So the vaccine questions we know are pressing.
Yeah, and this is Damon. On the when can I get the COVID-19 vaccine website for the Massachusetts, they had specific instructions for the phase one eligible people. So my guess is that when they come up to the phase two, they'll put more specific information out.
Yep, thanks, Damon. With that, if anyone is unable to either put in a question to chat or to email me, you can unmute using *6. I will say, for those of you not sort of online, there are a number of links that have been put into the chat to the RCAP AWWA workshop. So we have the link to that. And then Kirsten King is reminding folks, as a follow-up to Mike Maynard's discussion about training, that the New England Waterworks Spring Conference is gonna be March 29th through April 1st online, and registration will be open at the end of January. So with that, if anyone wants to unmute, *6 if you're on the phone, and you can unmute. Josh Schimmel, do you have a question?
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, Commissioner. Just real quick, and not looking for an answer, but another thing along the lines of vaccines to keep in mind. For those independent water and wastewater utilities, I think there is, I'm not gonna say confusion, but there's a little anxiety about where our vaccines are gonna come from when we're not tied to municipal governance. So something to just keep on the radar as you become aware of how the flow of vaccines are going to be distributed. There are a handful of utilities that aren't necessarily affiliated with a municipal operation that are going to need to get in line for those vaccines as well.
Right. No, and you know, Josh, we appreciate that comment, and we are going to make sure that, you know, we don't lose sight of that. Again, we, you know, as we talked about early during COVID, when people were, you know, trying to decide who was an essential worker, you know, in case, you know, depending on how that played out when, you know, things were particularly tight, you know, this group, you know, conveyed to us and we conveyed to the command center that, you know, there are a variety of arrangements, you know, for regional operators, municipal operators, and even private operators who are performing functions for municipal and other types of facilities, all of whom would, you know, meet the definition of an essential worker. And therefore, you know, that type of thinking, I think, is going to be important as we move forward on this. And we will make sure that we're continuing to engage with our contact at the command center to make sure that your concern on that issue is not lost.
Thank you.
Anyone else have a question that they'd like to unmute for? All right. So not hearing any more questions, I think we are intending to continue our monthly calls. So the next call would be February 2nd, first Tuesday of the month. Sorry, I do just have a question that came in. So the commenter says, maybe too soon to ask, but any timeline on the release of the ASRs for this year? Damon, do you have any insight on that?
Not a specific date. I know we were doing testing in December and I thought it was looking good, but I don't have a specific date yet. Just to let everyone know, what we normally do is whenever we do get the final release from our IT department, we give you 2 full months. So the due date will slide with every week that we don't get the release from IT.
Thanks, Damon. Okay, last call for questions. Unmute *6 if you're on the phone. All right, well, thank you, Commissioner. Again, February 2nd would be our next call.
Great. And in the meantime, we'll put some of these links that were in the chat, as well as the Q&A on the RPZ test and the ASR into our Q&A on our website as well.
Great. All right, well, thank you, everyone, and Happy New Year. Stay safe and healthy, and we will talk again in February. If anything comes up in the meantime, feel free to email me. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.